BTV News. BTV with news update. Broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
BTV News. BTV with news update. Broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
On June the 4th in Hanoi, the Vietnam Women Union Central Committee held a conference to review the accompanying Border Women program for the 2021 to 2025 period. The Bình Định Provincial Women Unions were among 30 collectives nationwide honored for their exceptional contributions to the program. Over the past 5 years, the Bình Định Women Unions has supported the construction of 18 compassion houses for women and members facing housing difficulties. Of the 12 houses, receiving funding of 50 million VND each, while the remaining 6 were granted 60 million each VND. This support has helped improve living conditions, enabling women to focus on economic development and raising their children. Under Project 939 on supporting women in startups, the union has helped nearly 60,000 women escape poverty. More than 100,000 women, including those in difficult circumstances, and women reintegrating into society, have received assistance in accessing livelihoods, loans for production, business startup, and reintegration support, helping them build more stable lives. On the occasion of Vietnam's Elderly Day, June the 6th, on the afternoon of June 4th, Mai Viet Trung, member of the Provincial Party Standing Committee and head of the Provincial Party Organization Commission, visited and presented gifts to senior citizens in Nhân Khánh Commune and Nhân Town. The delegation paid visits to Miss Nguyễn Thị Mười, 100 years old, in Hiếu An Hamlet, Miss Lương Thị Vân, 90, in Khánh Hòa Hamlet, and Miss Trương Thị Anh, 90, in Quang Quang Hamlet. On behalf of the provincial leaders, Mr. Mai Viet Trung presented a congratulatory card from the state president to Miss Mười for her 100th birthday, along with cards from the chairman of the Provincial People's Committee to the two 90-year-old women.
On the afternoon of June the 4th in Quy Nhơn City, Vietnam Social Security held a conference to announce key personnel decisions issued by the VSS Director General. At the event, Vietnam Social Security announced the early retirement decision for Mr. Võ Nam, Director of Bình Định Provincial Social Security, effective from June the 1st, 2025. Mr. Vũ Mạnh Chữ, currently Director of Công Thương Provincial Social Security, has been appointed as Director of Regional Social Security Office Number 23, effective from June the 1st, 2025. Additionally, the following officers have been appointed as Deputy Directors of Regional Social Security Officer Number 23 for a fifth term: Mr. Trương Đề, Mr. Đặng Văn Lý, and Mr. Nguyễn Văn Thiên, on Deputy Director of Bình Định Social Security, as well as Mr. Trần Ngọc Tuấn and Mr. Nguyễn Văn Mâu, both Deputy Directors of Gia Lai Social Security.
Bình Định Department of Health has issued document number 2398 to local medical facilities and pharmaceutical wholesalers and retailers, warning about 7 counterfeit or unverified drugs as reported by the Drug Administration of Vietnam. Among them is Diamicron MR60 milligram, a diabetes medication found to be substandard, containing lower levels of fatty ingredients than required. The department has instructed on healthcare and pharmaceutical establishments not to distribute or use these 7 batches of medicines. And that's the end of the show. We hope you enjoyed the news. See you next time and goodbye for now.